Now, this time last year, a new smoking law went into effect, which banned smoking in public places such as cinemas, schools and bus and tram stops. But is this enough to bring down the number of smoke-related illnesses? Today, 1 year after the law was introduced, Czech anti-smoking lobbyists say it isn't. But it would still be a step in the right direction if the state ensured that the current law was actually respected. Dita Asiedu reports.
Between 50 and 60 people die of smoking-related diseases every day in the Czech Republic. An estimated 2 million of the country's population of 10 million are smokers, with 800,000 of these under the age of 18. But the rest of the population who don't smoke are also at risk from the effects of smoking. In a bar or restaurant, the smoke inhaled by a passive smoker is often even more hazardous than that inhaled directly by smokers, says Eva Králíková, one of the country's leading experts on smoking-related illnesses.
Passive smoking is not about bothering someone with some bad smell, but it's danger to health. The sidestream smoke is more concentrated than the mainstream smoke, which inhales the smoker. It's because of the temperature of burning. If the cigarette is in the ashtray, it's really health threat. American Cardiologic Society said that one of the most important publications in 2005 was the fact that the risk of passive smoking is almost as big or as large as the risk of active smoking. It's 80-90%.
Czech anti-smoking lobbyists point out that the country lacks an effective control system. They say health risks would be reduced significantly if people were forced to respect the law. A public place is also a concert or a football game. Here, the law is still being broken. Dr. Králíková.
We should inform the population why it is good to have some smoke-free policy. For example, in Ireland, when they adopted the smoke-free legislation in 2004, they hired 30 persons at the Ministry of Health just for the purpose of explaining why smoke-free legislation is good for Ireland. If we count the number of inhabitants in Czech Republic, we should have 70 people at our Ministry of Health just for explaining to the population why we should have smoke-free legislation. There is no one person, not 70, but no one person at the Czech Ministry of Health who should take care about tobacco control.
There have been numerous attempts by individual members of parliament to introduce a stricter smoking law, but they all failed at rallying up enough support from their colleagues. This year, a Civic Democrat MP hopes to push through a law that requires restaurants to separate smoking from no-smoking sections with a wall. Whether his attempt will be successful has yet to be seen. Some say the country lacks stricter smoke-free legislation because of a strong tobacco lobby. Others believe the country's large number of deputies who are smokers themselves are to blame.
Dita Asiedu with that report. Now, as everyone knows, the Czech Republic